Ron, he said, do check on that plenty of things, because listen to this thing, I haven't seen this thing. What it was, the statement that Dean was going to put out, or through you, or something, it didn't have anything to do with the urban committee.
No.
A very full statement. Dean and Moore and I argued it for about an hour and 10 minutes. I just listened to the man.
I have a draft.
No, we got the, I didn't have a draft.
Of a statement that he prepared.
Dean did?
To send, I think, to Eastland.
All right.
But it was after the 17th.
This was the 20th of March.
Right, and this would have been, on the 17th, he brought my.
He gave it to me. There are long lapses where I lived there, not in my office.
Right. On the 17th, he brought something to my office, I can't remember what it was. I think it was maybe a letter to Ben. Then he drafted another letter to Eastland, which is amazing, because it says that, second, it has been suggested that the fact that I conducted an investigation on this matter, at the direction of the president, made it inappropriate for me to obtain FBI information relevant to their investigation. To the contrary.
As a matter of fact, he discussed in his whole memorandum, and more before the fellow Bob will remember, during the whole conversation, I went over line by line, went over Segretti, and over your statement, went over his statement, everything else. Yeah. It's all in there. With.
He says, to the contrary, in an investigation of this importance, referring to his, it was incumbent on me to obtain all available information.
This was a statement, though, that he wanted you to put out in his name.
Right? Well, this was a letter that he was going to send to the chairman.
I didn't know what it was with her statement.
And then the fifth, it has been alleged that I show FBI interviews to Donald Segretti. That is a total false allegation.
Well, find out some more of what the hell we discussed on the 20th of March.
Yes, sir.
Was it that, or statement you were debating in the past, sir?
I've got that right here. Dick Moore's on his way by train from Connecticut to Ohio. We've got a
little bit of a step up there. Sit down and reconstruct about the things that what the hell we discussed.
Right.
And I'm not worried about it.
Maybe.
I just looked at it. I just tried to march on it. It was all about how to get the facts out. You know, Segretti, and how do we have a counterattack? Dean, let me think. Some way you can get to it. I don't think he's a bad guy. I don't think so. He's not, you know, he's scared, but he's not bad. You agree? Well, all through this, the guy talks. But he's a Goldwater fan, he's everything else. What the hell is this stuff? It isn't stuff. It's a matter of this thing. Huh?
He's scared.
But that's logical. Who the hell wants to go to prison? That's enough. I agree. Just scared of him.
Yes, sir.
About Magruder and Schwab and all around.
He's scared about some information.
Oh, sure. Defender, but. On our side, who is fighting?
He sure was. He sure was. You are a
fighter. What really is interesting to me is that through the until the 21st of March, those members I showed you, goddamn, they didn't talk about cover up. They never mentioned cover up until then. Anything that said that Bett was trying to blackmail us. He never mentioned it once. Then I mentioned the 320 or the 350. He never mentioned the goddamn thing. Strange thing about the district. You agree?
Yes, I do. Well, I'll lock this up and take more first thing in the morning. I'll get to the
district. You'll leave at about noon, don't you?
Yeah, I'll leave at 10 o'clock, but that'll give me time. I don't know what the time should be.
What do you do with Morgan?
Well, I'll make sure he knows we need this.
You just talk to his Nemcon in regard to these issues.
I did.
What? He's so sloppy. How the hell are we going to get in there?
Well, we just drill. And I and my staff are in. We made for a complete study of all this.
We have. Well, you didn't have it. There was nothing there though, Ron.
No, I don't mean to get her into this, but research.
No, I didn't hurt. But I mean, if one is a dick in the rest. Good God, this whole fabrication of this fact. We met in 40 meetings, 35 meetings about cover-up. It's bullshit.
Absolutely.
There ain't no meetings about cover-up.
The, look, the fact of the matter is, it's the 1st of March and through March, I was just trying to bring up the news file. Eastland is putting a great deal of pressure on us to have a bill before that committee. And we were spending our time concerning ourselves as to how not to violate the doctrine of separation of power. That's what it was all about. It wasn't about cover-up. It wasn't about anything.
No, she don't do that. I wasn't trying to cover up anything.
That's right.
It was Dean, then.
At some point, I haven't in my notes. 26th.
26th?
Oh,
that's not.
I said the
21st, you told me.
Well, you were still playing the game. You wouldn't have actually, if you were conducting an investigation, you told me.
What happened on the 26th?
26th, I said,
more or no, it must have. Nomination. No, the part that I dictated is just now.
Well, but your question, what?
The ELB.
What did I say?
No, wait a minute. Don't. Steve has got it all screwed up. Let me tell you about the question. You have no problem. I just dictated the 20th, Mr. Dean and Mr. Moore from 142 to 231.
Okay.
Don't ask him about that, okay?
Then I have 14.
Wait a minute. I'll tell you about that. No, not the 14th. Yes. And tomorrow, Mr. Dean.
Right. And then the
1247 to 130. You got that?
Yes, sir. And then the 19th. 5 o'clock, 5 o'clock.
That's right. You make him give you that, all right?
Yes, sir.
You don't have to get him. You don't have to get him the 20th.
Don't get him the 20th.
I've got it here.
No.
13th.
No.
Nothing more. Nothing more.
14th to the
19th. Right. That's it. Okay.
Very good, sir.
Been a good day, though, huh?
Yes, sir. And this is a very interesting little draft.
Wow.
It's a very interesting draft. It had to be prepared after the 18th.
No, it was submitted the 20th to me. You found it finally, huh?
I told you it was a goddamn draft there, you know.
What does it show?
Well, he's referring to his investigation. And,
submitted to you, huh?
Legal, we're going to put this thing out, right?